This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump, infected with the coronavirus, declared from the White House on Tuesday that he is planning to show up for his second debate with Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden. Mr. Trump wrote on Twitter that he's looking forward to the match on Thursday, October 15th, to be held in Miami, Florida. It will be great, he said. Mr. Trump first tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday. He was hospitalized for 72 hours between Friday evening and Monday evening. Based on that timeline, his attendance at the town hall style event, which he and Mr. Biden are to answer questions from members of the audience, could pose a public health risk. That's based on guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC considers someone infected with the virus to be contagious from 10 to 20 days after the outset of symptoms. Mr. Trump arrived back at the White House on Monday evening after the hospital. His personal physician, Dr. Sean Conley, said in a statement Tuesday that the president had a restful first night at home and today reports no symptoms. Vice President Mike Pence, who has tested negative for the virus, is making campaign appearances this week. And on Wednesday, he'll face off against Senator Kamala Harris of California, the Democratic vice presidential nominee. Coronavirus has killed 210,000 people in the United States and infected nearly 7.5 million across the country. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. Stocks dropped on Wall Street Tuesday after President Trump ordered a stop to negotiations with Democrats over another round of economic aid until after the election. Investors have been clamoring for more stimulus after the economy was punched into a recession by coronavirus shutdown. The Dow swung from a gain of about 200 points